Hello, you're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio. You can find us at ravepubs.com under the Rave Radio tab. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you from ISE 2019. I'm joined by James Keene of Triple Play. So, James, I really appreciate you coming out and hanging out for a few minutes.
Thank you very much, Gary. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. So what is going on in the world of Triple Play and ISE 2019?
Let's break from tradition, and actually this year we haven't got a massive amount of new things to show. Bit mind-blowing, I know, but we've made a few sort of simple, we call them simple innovations, little small things to improve the platform. So we've added a number of new widgets for things like social media, transport, travel, and statistics for sports stadiums and things like that into our digital signage platform. From an IPTV perspective, we've developed a new portal, a new device user interfaces for mobiles and desktop video and things like that. And we've recently released a feature for the digital signage platform that allows us to deliver 4 multicast streams to a single digital signage player. So which is quite a nice unique feature of the platform. So there's a few little things. We've not released sort of a new product as such. It's just a number of things that have enhanced the sort of experience our existing clients will get, and obviously new prospective clients can look at evaluating against our competition. So nothing mind blowing. Some really nice, simple innovations, and
I still think you're positioned in a great location, because digital signage is a big deal right now. Everybody wants it. There's a lot of really cool signage out there, but then you have to be able to get your content to that location. And everybody wants AV over IP. I've heard that more times than I can count, just in the short time I've been here. You guys are doing something that is sort of an afterthought, which is protecting that content from point A to point B or C, D, and E. So tell me a little bit about your approach to security and encryption.
So I guess where the AV industry is playing catch up a little bit is with security. So it's, you know, AV has traditionally been a local point-to-point type of distribution scenario where actually they didn't really need to consider security because it wasn't going to get out of the building. But the minute you put an IP connection into that, it can get anywhere in the world, never mind just out of the building. So AV's trying to get on board with the encryption, but I think it sometimes goes at it from the wrong angle. We as an IPTV provider, so IPTV head-end server content distribution, and we have the digital signage as a part of that as well. We come from a hotel TV, bedside TV background traditionally, and we work with major movie content providers, so Hollywood content providers. And because of that, we had to encrypt everything we did. Everything we've ever had to do is encrypted. And so the product was built on security. And that's not just us, that's all of the other IPTV companies that we compete against. We've all had to come from that position. And so when the IPTV market looks at what the AV market's doing from an AV over IP perspective, it thinks, well, actually, you're going at this from the wrong angle, because actually you're building an AV product and then trying to shoe on security onto it, whereas actually what we've done is built a secure encrypted platform and built features on top of that. And when we've seen the AV over IP boom start over the last couple of years, you know, there's been some encryption standards that just don't work for IP streaming. So you've probably heard HDCP 2.2.
Of course.
Right? Yeah. And, you know, I understand it and I get it.
I have a love-hate relationship with it.
Yeah. And you know, it's a semi-essential tool pretty essential for AV over IP users, because you know it does help protect the content and that kind of thing, but there's restrictions to it which in an IPTV environment are completely incompatible. So we as a company will deliver content to 10,000 end users on desktops, for example. Mm-hmm. HDCP restricts to 1,000 streams. Okay, so how do you marry that up? I mean, we've got a single client site with over 2,000 endpoints.
Oh my gosh!
How do you deploy with 1,000 limitation? And I think one of the things that HDCP, for example, hasn't taken into account is that content isn't physically hardwired to devices anymore.
No.
And it ignores that, and it ignores that trend, and everything's moving to mobile or desktop, and you can have your content accessed via Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. And so the minute you add Wi-Fi in, HTTP doesn't work because it's a physical connection, it's a physical encryption standard. So what content providers are sort of starting to come around the idea of is actually, as long as when you ingest that content, you're doing that in a secure way, you are encrypting that content, and then the end device that you're delivering to has encryption protection, whether that's a digital signage media player like BrightSign, which is one of the ones we work with, an IPTV set-top box like Amino, a Samsung system on chip screen, an LG WebOS screen, or an Apple mobile device, a Citrix thin client desktop, whatever the device is, as long as you're encrypting that at that point as well, mm-hmm. then they can't really ask for a lot more than that.
No.
And then you, and I guess the problem you find with the way AV is trying to restrict is it does try to control the flow of the content outside of the network, but that then limits user experience in terms of how sort of flexible they can be mm-hmm. with the content. And everyone knows the minute you start limiting what people can do with a platform, with the minute you start putting up those walls, mm-hmm. it causes friction, it causes problems, and people stop using it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it drives people away from those technologies. So yeah. I think, AV is doing the right thing in trying to get on board with encryption and security as part of its deployment. But actually, I think it's reinventing mm-hmm. the wheel, essentially. It's trying to reinvent something that's already been in existence for 15 to 20 years.
It's interesting there. Thought of it, yeah.
and so it's been one of those where the last couple of years, you know, I mean, I say you hear it all the time, AV over IP.
Absolutely.
And the IPTV industry is essentially sitting shaking its head going, we already do this.
Right.
It's like everything you're trying to do, we've already done for the last 15
Networking
years.
Networking security has been talked about for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're just now hearing about, you know, this AV over IP networking security. So, yeah, that's an interesting concept that you have. So I know you're not the only one looking at this. What separates you from the others that might be doing something similar?
We're more green generally. Our brand is just we're colored green. So where we're different is, I guess we're less, comparison to our competitors, we're less reliant on hardware.
Okay.
So we are a software development company. We are purely software. We work with standards based hardware. And so where we're a little bit different is that, we can move the business a little bit faster than others who are tied to specific hardware. So when there is a new encryption standard required. So for example, in the US, we work with people like Dish and use like the Brightbox to encrypt content and things like to make sure their content's. And doing that is, for us, it's a software integration. There's no sort of hardware we have to develop to make that work.
And I think care what the box is or the receiver or whatever, you're going to encrypt whatever comes in or out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we don't need to invest in expensive R&D to develop a new device to make that happen. We develop a set of software that works and delivers our standard encryptions and protections. And if we really need another piece of hardware that is there, that we go out the industry and find one that works and we deploy it. So from that perspective, it makes us more cost effective. It makes us a bit more agile and it's just a more future proof way of doing things, because we all know things are going to end up being air and software.
Who knows where we're going to be in another 10 or 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, we already see it. You know, a lot of hardware is becoming commoditized in AV. You know,
everything's being virtualized these days. Yeah.
So it's starting to move that way. And I think because we've always been software, we've never been hardware, we're really well positioned to sort of take those changes in our stride and help the AV industry move forward and the biggest thing is help the AV industry move into IT.
Yeah.
Which is what it really needs to start embracing a little bit more, because it is at the end of the day, it's become an IT
everything is IT based.
Yeah.
I know years ago when I got started in broadcast as a TV engineer, I quickly learned that IT was the wave of the future. So you didn't need to be a broadcast engineer. You needed to be a broadcast IT engineer. Yeah. Same thing with AV. You know, it's all the same at the end of the day.
But to be fair, all three in broadcast, AV and IT are all just merging into one. So
yes, it's all ones and zeros.
Now. Yeah, absolutely. And you look at broadcast now and, I remember I went to a presentation a couple of years ago where an interesting concept was brought up, which was, what is broadcast standard?
Yeah.
And we've always had broadcast standard thrown down. So is this IPTV product broadcast standard? Is it
delivered? Yeah. Who, who's laying product? Claim to it?
It's like, well, what is broadcast standard anymore? Because the youth of today, I'm talking like an old man, the youth of today are watching content made on someone's mobile device uploaded to YouTube, and they're subscribing to it and they're watching it every day and accessing that content. But what is
the concept of NTSC or PAL or anything like that is gone by the wayside now. It's all just out in the interwebs.
Yeah, absolutely. And you I could be a broadcaster by taking a video and stick it on YouTube,
absolutely,
sharing it on social media. So broadcast has changed, and IT is changing. IT is having to learn AV, which is really hard.
We're
for
all
them.
Content creators or content delivery consumers, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's quite interesting. So our business started off largely in broadcast and so the IPTV for hotels and things like that, working in broadcast circles and working with content providers and things like that, moved into AV, moved into an AV IT field, and now we're starting to see the broadcast starting to come back into that picture again. And it's sort of just gone full circle, and it's
an exciting time for people like us, but particularly your company, to be in this industry, because now you are the ones and zeros key keepers.
Yeah, we try to be.
Yeah, you got to be the keeper, not the jailer, though.
Yes. Yeah.
Very good. So if you don't have the ability to go and walk the floor and come up and talk to you here at ISE, how can people find out about you and your company?
So you can find us online at tripleplayer.tv. www.tripleplay.tv, or you can hunt us out on social media, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We've
all of the platforms,
all of those platforms that the youth want to do. If they can't find you, they don't think you exist.
You don't.
So
you really don't these days.
Yeah, if you don't post it on Instagram, did it really happen?
It did not.
That's the question.
It doesn't matter if your belly's full, the food wasn't there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, James, I really appreciate you hanging out with me for a few minutes. That does
pleasure.
It for this edition of the Trade Show Minute. To hear our full ISE coverage, visit our microsite at ravepubs.com/ISE 2019.